are helping us to make our shifts, are helping us to extend our light, and that accentuated destiny, we want to bring that in as far as like it being something in the future to being something that we can expect in the now arrival. Because what life is teaching us is where to place our feet, where to place our power, where to place our understanding. Remember, we are the light workers. We are the crystal children, all the different names, the indigo, whatever your particular frequency is. You are here on arrival. So just remember, if you need to import certain equipment to make your movie work, whatever it is, you order it, you wait for it, you assemble it. We're the equipment. So we're not waiting for the outside realm to figure this out. We are the answered call. We are the present, in the present, and we are extenuating our gifting. So this means we're all stepping into majesty. They want me to explain this. This is unheard of in our civilization, our particular culture, the time and place in which we arrived. So we're not trying to repeat the steps of our forefathers. We're not trying to repeat the steps of our infancy. In other words, what we've been taught, what we've been trained, you can call it the matrix, you can call it generational involvement, whatever it is we're learning to trust. Now, this is where we've got the equipment within. It's not what you've been taught. We're graduating to become our own extension of love and to follow that inner compass, follow that inner essence, follow that inner voyage. And so as we do this, we claim our relevance. In other words, we're teaching a new lifestyle. We're teaching the new harmonics. We're showing others the light through our own demonstration, through our own gifting, through our own acknowledgement. So wherever we've been cheaters, what they mean by that is we've been cheating ourselves, playing it safe, doing it the way we've been taught, doing, well, this works, you know, this is pretty good, this gets me by. We're not trying to get by. As many of us noticed, the old way of getting by seems to be filled with hazards. In other words, and we can expect, sorry to add this, but they're saying don't be sorry, we can expect more because the world is shifting and it's going into this chaotic bliss. Now, the reason they're calling it chaotic bliss is this is where we are now going to shine. Because as we will extend our light, as we will extend our true nature, as we will extend our divine birthright, in other words, what we each knew in consciousness that has already been sealed, our fate has been sealed, it's already been absorbed, it's already encapsulated, waiting for springtime. This springtime is now. The kind gesturing, the lion's portal of bliss, all of these energies are sealing our fate. Now, what we're doing is learning to increase the sunshine. We're learning to graduate. We're learning to, it's almost like the apocalypse happened energetically and it's like, okay, well, who's still standing? And so each of us are finding ourselves with inner reservoir, with inner knowing that's being, they're saying shake, rattle, and roll. In other words, we're being tested, but we're being reminded. So all of the places where we're ready to bliss out, meaning standing in our glory, standing in our own knowing, standing in our light, well, I knew the answer all along, but I kept it quiet. I kept it hidden. I kept it submerged. I kept it to myself. I kept it from myself. So some of us backed ourselves so much in a corner away from our all-knowing master assertion that we kept truth from ourselves. And so this is where it's like bleeding in. The time is now to assert your heavenly value, to assert your truth, to assert your light, to assert your claim. And so as, and they're showing me the Wheel of Fortunes from Tarot, so it's our destiny. It's our destiny. So as we will follow our light, in each moment, you're being tuned, you're being signaled, you're being requested. So what we're doing is reminding ourselves of our own availability, of our own attunement. It's like you were taught how to play the instrument by your instructor, but now suddenly your own mechanics, your own methodology, your own source is advising you of how you can sing it to your own destiny. So as we will receive the secrets of our heart, remember who we are is the flame in our spiritual heart that has been here all along waiting for soul recognition. So as we will honor our true placement, our true knowing, our true establishment, we will hear our own chords. So as we will receive this light, we will hear our own responses, our own signage, our own placement, our own voice, our own good knowing. So receive these kind gestures, receive this light, receive this, how do I put this in words? It's like alternate reality is what it feels like. So remember, they're like parallel realities, side by side, and this is where we go in and out of different stations, in and out of different timelines. So just imagine it's ready and present. Our new reality, when we're saying our new reality, is for each of us to remember side by side, parallel reality, waiting for you to join, waiting for you to say yes, waiting for your full expression, waiting for the light to dawn upon self. So as you will receive these harmonics, as you will receive the new guidance, remember, it's like time, like elapsed, is waiting, tick, 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 ready, present, waiting for full restoration. So this light, this true remembrance is calling us home, is calling us in quicken measuring. There is no more world out there to return to. It's the new world we are creating. We're creating by living within the heart. We're creating by listening to our soul. We're creating by readjusting ourselves to our true inner vision. So, how do I put this? What we say goes. So in other words, time doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how long you have been ignoring your true self. It's totally irrelevant. In the next moment, in the next marvel, in the next concluding verse, by the time we finish this attunement, this broadcast, you can be at your new station. So remember, this is the age of miracles. It does not take linear time. It takes recognition of your truth, assertion, willingness to abide by the self. So for some of us, there's a little bit of a quicksand effect because, if I'm my true self, that means what do I do with that relationship, that job, that residence, whatever it is. So this is where we start walking on faith and trusting our higher self's assertion. In other words, our higher self, our divine self, has it all figured out. So when, like Joshua would say, come follow me, it's not literally following an outer and leaving. It's listening to your own inner truth. Come follow me. Come follow me, as simple as that. Come follow me. So for all of those that were still pretending that the ego, the outer, had it all figured out, it's like, welcome to the new world. Turns out they didn't, and that's okay, because we know. We know. And so we're learning to play our own song, play our own enjoyment. Remember, when we say play, it's a vibrational sequencing. It's a vibrational expression. So to play your own song means to vibrate to your own truth, to your own knowing, to allow your own understanding of self to emerge, to be revealed, to be experienced, not by outer, but by your inner knowing, your inner truth, your inner arrival. Because remember, everything we create vibrationally is always showing us what we're reverberating to, what we're establishing, what we're acknowledging, what we're committing to within our inner landscape. So they're showing me the Oracle card, joy and stability. So as we acknowledge our light, as we acknowledge our true home, as we acknowledge our oneness with all. So that was the illusion, separate from me, my, I have to grab. So that's what the whole world was running on. And so we're each part of the new template where the world's run by love. In order to bring this, to be the new founders of the new earth, we have to run by love. So all the places where we've been disjointed, denying self, well, I don't love that part, that's not welcomed here. And we've all had that experience to some extent. So just imagine stretching. Just imagine it's like you're waking up from a sleep and you're stretching out, you're allowing. You're no longer resisting. So the energies that are being offered, that continue to be offered, that are surrounding us, it's like a gong or a ding, like time to get up, time to listen, time to resonate with your true establishment. So again, we're not looking for the old system to understand. We're creating by and by. We're creating new. Everything is an outpicturing of consciousness. And as we join hands with the beloved within, we create the new alignment. So as you will receive your gifting, as you will receive your new harmonics, when I say new harmonics, I literally saw like light, like bursting. And when I say bursting, it's like joy molecules, joy bubbles, joy atoms. The truth of self coming from our higher heart, waiting for expression, waiting for allowance. So as you receive these energies, allow them to spill over and dictate. That means create your new lifestyle. Break through fear, break through struggle, break through old emotions. Some of us are stuck on depression because that was safe. Well, I'm depressed, people leave me alone. It wasn't safe to be happy. So you had to stay depressed, it was safer. You're really not depressed. You're using it as protection. So whatever is dormant, allow these joy bursts to transmute the old illusion. The government, the belief that we don't have power, it's all the disguise that we've been attesting to. The circulation of the new arrival, the power is in our hands, in our heart, actually, in our heart. When I said that, everyone just got a halo. You are the angel. You are the light. You are the teacher. You are the master. We're mastering our new abundance within. We're creating with light within. Let us receive in holy remembrance. And so when I said holy remembrance, there was this ribbon that was tied around to seal, to help us remember, to help us restore, to help us accept. I want to say our destiny. There was someone that went into a little bit of fear when I said that. It was like pressure. I'll just say our pre-arrival, in other words, receive your atonement, receive the blessings in the now moment that you are free to commit to. In other words, for someone, it's like too much too soon, I get overwhelmed. So trust your higher self by and by to bring forth what's for your best and highest good to receive. They're saying with a can-do approach. a can do. Some of us proceed with fear, and it's so ingrained, we don't know how to proceed with light. So they're saying use a can-do approach. I can, I can, I can, I can. Make it a mantra. Make it a mantra. I can. Let us receive in all directions. That means past, present, and future. Miracles. Again, releasing the belief that all this needs to take a long time. It really doesn't. It really, really doesn't. Everything is just the kind gesturing to self. And we move into our new placement. And so it is. Oh, thank you, everybody, for saluting yourselves, for saying yes to your truth. It takes so much courage to stand out vibrationally, to say yes, because we're all in systems of the general consensus. Stay to the middle. Stay to the middle. So we're each moving in a new galaxy. We're creating each moment. Excuse me. All right, so